Blog Talk Radio.
Financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Brother Yahi.
All right, all right. That was our introduction theme song. Running into a couple glitches here, but I believe I got my next guest up and on the line. Brother
yes,
AJ, you there?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me loud and clear?
All right, hear you loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. Hey, I want to thank you for being a part of this historic broadcast, and that you let me know the other day that you also a power team leader in Coach's Corner, and as you say, what, a sneeze or two away from becoming a $10,000 bonus earner like our uplines we just had on a little while ago. You're positioning yourself for that next hurdle. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, you know, again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a part of this historic broadcast. It's been an action-packed day. We had Dr. Cheryl Batiste on to kick the show off, who's the person responsible for bringing my upline into business. She's a dentist. And then the person that brought her into business, National Director Wayman Griffin, who's an anesthesiologist, who's a medical doctor, who still saw a reason and a why to do YTB. And then at 3 o'clock, oh, we had a true blessing. We had Circle champion Steve Branch on his way, headed to the Harvest is Plenty cruise, and took time between the airport and everything else to be a part of this historic call. And then we just had Nkechi Taifa on, who as a $10,000 bonus earner and power team leader, coaches corner, and also, you know, my upline. And you know, I had a chance to get to meet you via the telephone and internet to help me with some business expansion I'm doing in Memphis. And even though we're in different teams, this whole thing of one YTB family, and, you know, and you had called to thank me for recording the Jet Set Morning Call. And, you know, so when I put this thing together, you know, I wanted to make sure I could include you in it as a way of also, you know, thanking you for thanking me. And so, you know, I have you on today. And, hey, you know, how do you want to start off, or what is it you want to share with people in terms of YTB and your story, your whys, and some of that?
Look, first of all, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be on this call. And, man, look, the previous guest, Nikisha, man, I've been seeing her name on the leadership bulletin board every week, making that $1,000 bonuses week after week. I said, man, that name stands out. So I'm just glad to be on the same call with her, man. But anyway, my story, man, look. My story in network marketing began, I'll say, in 1994. I went to college. I'm originally from Ghana, West Africa. I came to the United States many years ago. I went to MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts, graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering, worked in corporate America for 19 and a half years. And after that, I took off and went into started my own business. But during my days in corporate America, a good friend of mine who used to live in the same neighborhood as me, Mr. Denson Taylor, called me at work one afternoon and said, hey, man, look, I got this new deal I'm working on. I need to get you involved. But then being in corporate America, I thought, man, look, man, that's not for me. Only people who don't have jobs get into network marketing. But then he was in the real estate business, and as a matter of fact, he sold me my first house.
Mm.
And he went ahead and started with Excel telecommunication, and he became the number two or three top earner with Rick Ricketts in that company.
Mm.
And the rest is history. He left, his address changed, and mine did not change. You know, he moved from our neighborhood and went into almost $1 million home. I said, wow, this thing worked. So 2 years, about 19 months ago, I work in the media ministry at my church. So I was working the ministry, and he came to church, and he just gave me a simple postcard, ticket to paradise. Hey, he said, look, this is a new opportunity I'm working on. See if you want to come to one of our meetings. Man, the following Thursday, I went to the meeting. I saw it, and I saw the leadership in the YTB logo. I said, wait a minute. I missed the first boat, but I ain't going to miss this ship. So since then, I went to the meeting. It makes sense. It made perfect sense. And I basically, with my corporate training, I look at the business from all sides to see whether it made sense. I look at the management. First of all, I look at the management. I saw the kind of experience they already have in network marketing. Okay? I drove to a red carpet in St. Louis. I mean, met with the management. I mean, saw the place, and I said, wow, I heard all their history. I said, man, they got a solid corporate management. And that was one of the things that sold me on that. I then look at the product. When you look at the product, travel, everybody travels. I'm from Africa. I traveled to the United States. I said to myself, everybody travels. You know, people travel to funerals, people travel, vacation, everywhere people got to go, they've got to travel. People are going to stay in hotels every day. Businesses, people got to stay in hotels. This just makes sense. So the product was unique. I did not have to carry any bottles. I did not have to convince anybody to change their telephone numbers. I did not have to tell people to take pills, to buy pills that they can get in the, I mean, at Walmart or Walgreens. I mean, it just, the product was perfect, okay? And then I look at their financials. I went and found out that they were listed as one of the fastest-growing companies by Yahoo Finance on the internet. I said, wait a minute. This makes perfect sense. And then lastly, YTB has a system in place that you can just come in and just plug into the system and be successful. When I look, they have a website that was there. They have training manuals. They have bulletins. They have flyers. They have, I mean, everything that I need to make this thing work. So since they had a system in place, I had no choice but say, look, this makes perfect sense for me. It met all the four criteria I would look for in evaluating a company. And then my wife and I plugged into it, and we've just been riding it so far, and we've not had any regrets. We're just cruising along to that directorship position in the next couple of months in the next couple of months or so. We'll be right there. So we're working it. So that's that's the brief introduction of network marketing for me.
Okay. Monticello, you back on?
I'm here.
Okay, hey, you have a question for our guests? I mean, because I know you have some international people that you're, trying to get to understand the big picture and the message, and you might have a particular question you might want to ask Brother AJ, especially since, he's from Ghana, and, he was able to see the opportunity where he was, more focused on traditional business more so than network marketing business.
Hey AJ, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I've got a couple of guys. I've got a guy from Liberia, a guy from the Ivory Coast that at some point in time I would love for you to speak with.
Right.
Now, as far as people that weren't born in the United States but are in the United States now, maybe were educated in the United States, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a message that you might a short message that you might could share with them, because I think a lot of times, like you said, you thought network marketing was for people that didn't have jobs.
Right.
And so is there something that you could say on the radio here why they should maybe take a look at this business and maybe get a different outlook about what's going on here?
Great. The message I have to for people coming from other countries, basically, especially people from the diaspora, when I meet them, Ivory Coast, Liberia, most of us, when we get back from those countries, we've been trained, basically, go to college, get a job, work for somebody, okay? But then once you graduate, you tend and work a couple of years, you realize that the folks making the money are the folks you're working for. Okay, but then network marketing, what it does for you is it gives you a level playing field. I tell all foreigners that I meet, I say, look, we all came to this country for the American dream. But when we come, we meet so many obstacles, okay? You don't have the resources. Your uncle does not own the bank of the Fargo Wells Bank or the Bank of America to give you the loans to start your own business, okay? You're not the right color. You have all these challenges, okay, to make you that you don't have the capital, you don't have the partnership, you don't have the right connections to get in those established type of business we've been training college to get into, okay? But with network marketing, it gives you a level playing field, and if you are here as a foreigner to realize the American dream, This is the best opportunity that that you can have to realize that American dream. And I even go to the extent of showing them whereby if they can come in this and look at the big picture, okay, if you're from Ghana, okay, you have a network of Ghanaians, okay, or other Africans, and you can join this business and you build that community of your network of a community of people from your unique region, hey, that will give you financial freedom there. So basically what we need to emphasize to people from other countries is to understand, to just think outside the box of our traditional training. And I can tell them, I have been there. I worked in corporate America for 19 and a half years. When I left, I had nothing to show for it, okay? But now with YTB, with network marketing, I can see my future. I see the end of the tunnel. Okay, so basically, for them to realize the American dream, they need to and overcome all these obstacles. Network marketing gives them that level playing ground, and they have no excuse not to get into the business.
Okay, now with that being said, and especially from people coming from, as you know, they people use the term, and I'll just use it for reference in terms of the show, because I use another term, but people coming from third world countries, someone came from a third world country and they make director and they go back home and live. What can you just sort of share what you picture, what kind of lifestyle they would have as a level one director going back?
Man, let me tell you, in my country, Ghana, the average person, the average middle income person may make about $50 a month. Okay? The average middle income earner will make about $50 to $100. $50 a month. Okay, so if you become a director, I'm talking from the perspective that you've made a director and you decide to leave off your residual and pack all your stuff and go back home. If you become a director and you pack your stuff and go back to your third world country, and YTB sends you a minimum check of $2,000 a month, you'll be living like a king. You have a butler, you have a chauffeur, you'll be living like a millionaire here in the United States. I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, and there's so much stuff that you can basically contribute. It's not all about the money, but it's about making contribution to society. You can give scholarships and all that stuff. But in terms of standard of living, if you make a director in YTB, I mean, you'll be living good off the residual income alone, and that is very important when you're talking to people from third world countries. Let them know the power of the residual, that they can retire and just go and stay. Like if I go to Ghana, I always tell my friends, man, I'll build my little chalet in front by the Atlantic Ocean, and every month I'll just tell my children to send me $100 or $200 out of my bank account here, and I'll be living like a king. I don't have to go to work, because the average person makes about $50 a month. So I mean, this is an opportunity for people from other countries. If they want to realize the American dream, this is a perfect opportunity for them, and that's why I'm taking a strong advantage of this opportunity.
Okay. Now, one other thing, me and you, we were talking, because I just recently started doing something that I wish I had went on and did, months and months ago. Went on and broke down and ordered my magazines and, giving out the YTB magazine, because I said, if you're going to spend $100 on leads or $200 on leads, I just rather go spend the money on the magazine, because I think I'll have better results. And you were sharing with me a story that took place on your team regarding the magazine. Would you share that story with our listening audience? And for people, what I'm talking about, YTB has a magazine called, it's not our magazine, it's Success from Home magazine, but we're featured in the January issue every year, and has a DVD in it and a CD and YTB stories told and all of that. And, it's a great tool for getting people to understand the business. And you were sharing that somebody on your team used that tool, and there was some results that came from it. And,
right. Okay, well, this was basically what happened. This insurance agent basically went to a family to sell them insurance. And after he made his presentation, I was about to leave, the lady of the house gave him one of the Success from Home magazine. And basically, he took it home and just being courteous. I mean, he had no need for it. He said, look, he told us he was just being courteous because he wanted the business and he didn't want to look rude. Okay, so he took the magazine, took it home, and just laid it on the living room table, on the dining table, for a couple of weeks. Then one day when he came home, the wife asked him, the wife read it. Apparently the wife read it. And when he came home, the wife said, have you read this magazine? And he said, no. And he said, I think this is something you need to look at. I think this is something you can do. So, the insurance agent was still skeptical. So he said, okay, they had a DVD in it. Let's take a look and see what it's all about. But what he didn't know was the CD, the disc was both a DVD and a CD. So he turned it the other way around and put it in his DVD player. And what came was just the sound. So he told the wife, said, look, man, look at this company. This is just a fly-by-night company. They don't even have money to do a DVD, and the video wouldn't show. Then when they were putting it back into the case, they realized that it said, oh, that was the CD. So they turned it up the right way, and they saw the presentation. And the guy was sold, came to our meeting, joined. In 90 days, this guy went to Coach's Corner. In less than 3 months, this guy has gone to Coach's Corner. And just exploded, and just exploded the business. It's now close to 100 people in his team in less than 90 days. But if he had not picked up that magazine, and as a matter of fact, he's quit his regular job. He's fired his closest insurance company, and he's now doing this full time. I mean, if he had not picked that magazine up and taken that magazine home and placed it on their dining table for the wife to read, they would have lost so much money. They would have been laying so much money on the table. So basically, the magazine program works. I mean that is the backbone of this business. And I just encourage people, everyone, to take serious look at the magazine program. And one of the mistakes people make with the magazine program is they RTAs, they don't read the magazines themselves. What you need to do, and I tell people on my team, you need to read all the stories. Know the people's story. If you're going to talk to a business person, because he's going to tell you, I don't have time, you need to read Roland Artori's story, know much about it, and tell somebody, hey, here is somebody who got 4 businesses before he came into the business. If you're meeting with a corporate person, you need to read James Pruitt's story and tell them and basically refer them to that business. So it's just not a matter of just giving the magazine out. You need to know the story so that when you go to make your presentation, once you know some background of your prospect, it's easier to refer them to a story, because we have something in psychology, monkey see, monkey do. When they see somebody in their own light as themselves, they are more likely to follow through. So basically, the magazine program works. I tell you, read the story. Know the story yourself and present it and get it out.
Yes, Craig Sweet says, stories sell, facts tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, stories are very, very important. Monty, we're down to like about 4 minutes left here with AJ in this part of his segment. Do you have a question for him before we let him do his closing comments?
Okay, AJ, I just wanted to ask you one question.
Right.
What is your number one reason for coming on board YTB?
My number one reason is residual income. Residual income is my number one reason. Where I can do something once and get paid over and over and over again. I have my own internet-based business and I sell products, but if I don't wake up and market that product or somebody buys that product, I don't get paid. Once I sell something to somebody once, I have to go back and sell again. But with YTB and then with YTB business, someone goes on vacation this year, they're going to go next year. They're going to go on a travel trip next month. They're going to go on a cruise, and there's a lot of repeat business. So to answer your question, residual income was my number one reason in joining this business.
Hey, so Tower, that's simple enough, huh?
Hey, very, very, very.
Straight to the point.
What's so? Okay, as we wrap up your segment, brother, I really appreciate you again sharing with us today. And what closing comments would you like to leave, our listening audience with?
Yeah, I mean, for those people who are listening on this call and are not involved in this business, all I have to tell them is, look, the system is in place. When you come into this business, there's nothing for you to innovate. There's nothing for you to invent. The system is in place. So all you need to do is to come in, get in touch with your the person who sponsored you or introduced you to this business and follow the system. I have something that I tell my team. System, S-Y-S-T-M, S-Y-S-T-E-M, stands for save yourself some time, energy, and money. Don't come into this business trying to invent the wheel. Everything is in place for you. Just come in, plug into the system, and you will save yourself some time, energy, and money. That's all I have to tell anyone on this call.
All right. Hey, thank you, man. You have a blessed day, and we're going to get prepared for our next segment, which will be coming up in another 2 minutes. And Monte, I had to go back to the switchboard and get stuff straight, and, be back at you in about another minute and a half.
Okay. Yep. It's been a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ.
Hey, thank you, AJ.
Bye.
I'll be here, Satawi.
The 901 number on the line, is this Regina or is it someone else?
Hey, it's Regina. How are you, Satawi?
All right. Great. Hey, great to have you on. I'm right. Got you up here, and, it's been a fantastic day, and, we've been kicking it for the last 2.5 hours, and, we just had is AJ your upline?
He is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we just had him on, and, we're glad to have y'all participating in, our call. And, again, it's me and my co-host, Monticello, always talk about YTB is one big YTB family, one of the things that's unique to us about this because we've done network marketing before, and usually people in what they call different hierarchies don't do activities together because there's so much competing against each other's hierarchy that they don't build the camaraderie to push the whole company. And we're just happy that, YTB is a different kind of culture in terms of network marketing. But, I discovered you through your blog, and, you have a powerful blog that I stay in tune with, and you have a lot of powerful information that you share on your blog, and we're happy to have you on today. You said you're a wife, a coach, a minister,
a mother.
A businesswoman, and all of that and some. So we're thankful to have you on, and like to kick it off with you just sort of sharing your why and how you got into YTB, and why it caught your interest, and what was it that made you say this is something that I want to put some time, effort, and energy into?
Well, it is just such a pleasure to be here with you, Satawi. I just praise God for this show and for you, and I've really been enjoying as I've been listening for quite some time to all the people on there, and it has been awesome. So just kudos to you and to everyone that's working with you to put this show on. It's really, really, really a blessing. And just to talk a little bit about myself, like AJ, I worked, in fact, AJ and I met each other, I guess, when we were both working in corporate America. I was in a corporate PR department. I think he was in engineering or something. And I had been there for 17 years when I was called into the ministry. And I had actually gone to Ghana, and that was when I really knew that God was calling me there to do more extensive ministry than, you know, what I had been there for. I had just been there on vacation. And I ended up leaving my company, moving to Ghana. That's where I met my husband. And after 4 years, I came back. And when I came back, I was kind of, you know, I was kind of disjointed. I came back to a country I'd been away from for 4 years, and, you know, I was kind of disconnected from people and from, I didn't have a job or anything, and I did ministry a little bit, and then AJ's wife and I got together, and we started doing real estate, and I just thought, you know, well, this is cool. I'm really enjoying this. I thought that was it. And one day, AJ's wife called me, and she said, "Regina, girl, I think I have found it. It is another stream." She said, "I think it is one of our streams of income." And at that time, another friend and I had started a concierge service. And when she started talking about YTB Travel, she started just talking about how much sense it made with what we were already doing. Well, I listened to her, but I am not a typical network marketer. It's not something that, you know, I aspired to do. It's not something I had really done. I had kind of dipped and dabbled with some other businesses before, had never done anything in network marketing. I mean, I had been in companies, but basically I was in them just to get the product and be the distributor, and I hadn't done anything with them. I hadn't had any successes, nothing. But it was something about this company, as she talked about it. She had gone to a presentation, and she was so excited, and she told me about it. And I really started getting excited, but I was so averse to getting involved in anything else that I pretty much just told her, "Yeah, that really sounds good, but, you know, thanks, but no thanks." But like some of the other people on the call have talked about, she didn't let up. So every once in a while, she'd drop a little nugget. And then she'd drop another little nugget. And I started really thinking about it and thinking about how much sense it really did make. And then YTB did a special promotion, and I think it was one that they had not done up until that time before. And I found out about it by accident. And when I found out about it, it was like probably 2 hours before it was going to end. And I was on the phone talking to another lady that's a friend of ours that's in the business, and she just happened to mention it. And when I heard about it, I was like, okay, this is it. We've got to do this. So I told my husband, we've got to do it. You know, I had been thinking about it all that time, and it just made sense to me. I didn't do all the detailed analysis that AJ did. I basically took it at face value. I had never even been to a presentation. But I knew that my friend was not, you know, steering me wrong. I knew what she said, that it was reputable, that it was great. She talked a lot about the integrity of the founders. And so I just decided, let's do it. And we did. And that's how we got into the business, not knowing at that time that it was going to become a full-time passion where every waking moment is something about it is YTB is woven into it. So
I hear you. So you're one of those people that say that, you know, you're one of those people that you're not in YTB. YTB's in you.
I guess you put it in the right terms. YTB is in me. And it's so strange because, like I said, I'm a person, and that's one reason why I can say YTB is not about sales, because I've always hated sales and I've never wanted to have anything to do with sales. YTB, as AJ said, is a company that really allows you to live your life and do the things that are important to you, and it just kind of helps you to take them to the next level. It's something that you're always so excited about. It's unbelievable when you tell people all the benefits. And in fact, just to try to enumerate them, it's difficult just mentioning every single one, because the company continuously innovates and continuously adds to the offerings that we have to share with our clients. And so it's just, I'm always energized and excited about it. And when I meet people, top of mind is, would this be a blessing for them? Would this be something that would benefit them? Do they like to travel? So I start talking and somehow, you know, weaving it into the conversation. It's just a part of my everyday life.
Okay, okay. My son, you have a question for Regina or a comment?
Hey, Regina, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I hear something in your voice, and it's so exciting. I wanted to ask you, I know you're excited, but are you just free now, free of corporate America, and you're just free now?
You know what? I was completely free of corporate America when I left. And I have been invited to come back, and people were trying to get me back in, and I just could not see it. You know, I loved it when I was there. I had a wonderful job, but I just could not see it. And since I've been in YTB, the blessing, the real blessing that has been for us is that we have, 20 months ago, our baby was born. And when I first got in YTB, I mean, we were just, you know, a young married couple and back in the U.S., and I was able to just take off and run with it. And then the baby came. So that changed our lives considerably. And it really meant that I needed to devote a lot more time at home. I needed to find a way to be able to earn money from home and not have to be doing a lot of running hither and thither and going up and down and in and out. And the thing I love about YTB is that, yes, YTB has a system, but there are so many different ways to plug into that system. And there are so many different ways to do this business that one thing I stress with my team is when people come on board, I want to talk to them. I want to know, what is it that your goal? What's your goal? Because if you're like me and you don't want to be connected to corporate America anymore, you really want to be able to be home, to take care of your own children, to be able to have a business that can help sustain the family until it can sustain it on its own, then I can help them to know how to chart that course and do it in a way that works for them. So in answer to your question, yes, I am definitely cut loose from corporate America. It was fun while it lasted, but I've got a new reality, and I am loving it.
And also, do you have to be a super people person to be successful in this business?
I think that, because there are so many different kinds of people in the world, you've got people who are people. I am a people person. I am. And I think that does help me because it helps me to engage with people. I don't meet strangers. I can easily talk with people, a perfect stranger, and make them feel like we've been knowing each other for years. I think that is helpful. But I think that because there are so many different personalities in the world, whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, or whatever kind of person you are, there's somebody out there for you. It's kind of like our faith and sharing the gospel. You know, I share the gospel one way, another preacher will share it another way. Well, just because we're very different and maybe my style is more preachy and their style is more teachy, and maybe I'm loud and jump in the pews and maybe they're quiet, and, you know, there's somebody for everybody. And so I would say, in answer to that question, no, you don't have to necessarily be just an overly, you know, super, super duper people person. You need to have a compassion for people. You need to have a concern for people. You need to care that you're helping people, because network marketing is, that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, reaching out to help make other people's lives better, and by default, yours is going to improve too. And so I think you do need to have some of those qualities, but to be super duper, no.
And so being a successful woman in YTB, are there any words that you can share with us about how you feel like the playing field is equal for women as well as men?
Well, you know what? YTB is all about producing. It doesn't look at male or female. It doesn't look at black or white or Hispanic or Asian. It's all about producing. When you, if you know, it's even not even about whether you decide to work the network marketing side or the travel side. YTB is an equal opportunity company. Whatever you decide to do in YTB, as long as you are doing something, as long as you are moving forward, staying plugged in, continuing to share whichever side of the business you've chosen to focus on, you can absolutely succeed beyond anything you have imagined in your life, beyond your dreams, beyond what other people have told you that you could accomplish in a network marketing company, because perhaps they've had bad experiences in the past. I would also say never allow your past or what you have or have not accomplished to dictate what you do in this business. As I said, I had never, ever had any success in any kind of network marketing company. It was not something I don't even know how to say it. It just wasn't even real. I had joined a number of them for various and sundry reasons. I hadn't done anything with any of them. YTB is completely different. It's unique. I think part of the uniqueness is just the foundation that it has been built on. It's a foundation of people who have been successful in network marketing companies. They have seen the successes and the failures. They've seen the things that worked and the things that didn't, and they just decided to create one that had the best of all that you could offer in a network marketing company and give people the kinds of assurances that they needed to be able to get on board and take off running and never look back. So for women, especially moms, that you want to be able to stay home with your children, you want to be able to not have to worry about a glass ceiling that you can only put cracks in, YTB is a phenomenal opportunity. It is 100% based on you, what you do, what you are able to encourage your team to duplicate, and that's it.
Satawi?
Oh, great, 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 great answer. Could you share with us, you know, what have been some of your peaks or things that you've been able to accomplish in the business or achieve that, you know, just like had you walking on cloud nine at a particular moment, or, you know, just had gave you butterflies in your stomach when something in particular that you achieved in your journey so far at YTB?
I guess that the most significant times have been when we have seen those $1,000 bonus checks come in the mail. those put extra, a little extra pep in our step, I tell you. And I would say that just knowing that you're with a company that that we're with a company that rewards us not only on our own efforts, but on the efforts of other people. And when we are able to help other people and they are successful, and I guess I have a one person on our team that I remember when I first started talking to him about the business, I knew I saw something in him, and his name is Lonnie Coleman. And I said, this guy is just, he's perfect for this business. He would be phenomenal. Well, I talked to him about it, and I met him out on the, he was out jogging one day, and I met him out there, and we started talking about it. And he looked at it, and he took so long to look at it, but I just kept talking to him about it. Well, finally, he did join the business, and he also took a long time before he really, you know, seemed like he took off. But when he took off, and this was a point of real joy for me, when he took off like a rocket. And to see this guy now, he is truly a director. He has not achieved that level yet, but trust me, he is one. And that has been just something that has given me a great deal of joy. Just being able to inspire somebody that really sees it, and to watch him also inspire others on his team, and to see that combustible fire just being lit in the lives of people around the country, because we've got people all around the nation in our business. So I guess that combination of things would be my answer.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, because I have, you know, for me, my last 4 weeks, all the money that I've made has come from 50% match. And so I know the importance of, you know, helping develop people and working with them. But, you know, the beauty again of YTB to me, again, from being involved in another network marketing experience, the other network marketing experience we was in, Monty, you know, my co-host was my first RTA in this business. We used to market life insurance together. There was no 50% match. I'm just saying that, you know, there's different things that make different things happen for all of us. And like I say, for me, you know, I mean, I'm still working hard on increasing my own personal production. But that 50% match, you know, last 4 weeks I've still gotten paid. So
that's right.
You know, that sort of keeps me excited and going forward. We're down to about 4 minutes left. Mind you, have another question before we let Regina share closing comments.
Well, Regina, I just wanted to say, just to give you a thank you for connecting with our representative down there in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and we really do appreciate you, our sister down there in Memphis, helping us out, you know, helping one of our reps down there out. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, the thing about this company, like I said, it reminds me, so it's such a part, my life has been ministry for many years, and the thing I love about ministry is that it's not limited to a pulpit, it's not limited to a church, it should be, to me, a part of life. The secular and the sacred for me just come merge right together, and they're all in there, you know, as one, and so for me, just being in YTB, I don't care whether you're cross line, up line, down line. I've had so many people call me because, like Sitawi, they ran across my blog, and some of them, when they ran across my blog, I guess they thought I was somebody in corporate or something, they call with all kinds of questions and all kinds of needs. I had a lady call me just last week from Canada, and she had some questions. And, I mean, these are not things that are building our business, but it's such a joy to know. The satisfaction I get is when I hang up that phone or when I've, you know, completed that task, I know, well, that was somebody that needed help, and I was able to give it to them. So it has been a pleasure to talk with the person that's in your team that has called, and we've chatted a couple of times, and just tell her, you know, I'm here, and anything I can do for her on the phone, or, you know, we can meet at some points or go to a meeting together. If she's got questions or needs assistance, that's what we're here for. And we have a Keeping It Real conference call that we do for our team, and we've invited other people to get on the line, and they do, and they're part of their, I told them they've been adopted into our team. They're not really in our team, but they're part of it, and we all contribute together, and we all share ideas together and brainstorm and help each other. So I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and AJ's wife picked her up last week and brought it to y'all team meeting. So, again, you know, we really appreciate y'all support and help. What closing comments do you have for our listening audience as we wrap up this portion of this segment?
The only closing comment I would have is to just tell people don't stop. This is the type of business that the wonderful thing about YTB is that it doesn't have any timelines. I shared the story about Lonnie and how it took him a while to get started, but once he got started, he was just on fire. And I know a lot of people, you know, the economy has caused a lot of people to struggle. And your YTV business may have slowed down, but whatever you do, hold on to it. Do not stop. Don't let your don't lose your website. That is a invaluable business that you've got, and just stay focused on it and continuously sharpen yourself. There are so many books that you can read and tapes that you can listen to and network marketers. And I heard, I think it was it, who was it that was on earlier? TV Wilson's partner, I believe, that was on earlier and talking about a book that he's written. So I would just encourage people, don't ever quit and don't ever give up. If you have a goal and you continue, you will accomplish it.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for joining us for this historic broadcast. And it will be archived, and I will share with you how to share that with your team members. So if people want to hear it, they can download it and can share it and listen to different segments as, you know, time permits in terms of them listening to it. And, again, we want to thank you for being on today. And this is the first of many. And just trying to pull this whole thing of the YTB family together, and so that we all can succeed together. So thank you again for joining us today, Regina.
Thanks, Regina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We get ready for our last segment here, Monty, before we do wrap up. Al Peltier, Upline Financial Planner, mentor, leader of our team, personal team call on Thursday nights, to be joining us in a few minutes. And while we wait for him, I will put on Born to Be Great, and people can listen to that while we wait to get Al up on the speech.
Okay.
time is the deal?
Hello.
You did great, baby.
I told Prince, I said, "Ooh, AJ did so good."
Hello, hello, you guys on the radio.
Okay, running a little technical difficulties here again, but I think I got everything straight. Al Peltier, you out there on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Satari. How are you?
Oh, great. All right. We are winding down here. It's been a great day. Cheryl kicked it off with us. Then Wayman came on, and then we had Steve Branch and then Nkechi, and then we had a brother out of Memphis, Coach's Corner, Power Team Leader, AJ Okwete, from Ghana, and then we just had one of his downlines, Regina Ose, who's also a Power Team Leader and helping us with a person that me and well, Monta Sella recruited in Memphis that's not on their team, but, you know, helping us work with that person, getting them grounded in the business, and as we going to this last segment, you know, we thank you for taking time from your busy schedule, and you are the financial planner and mentor and leader of our team call that we have on Thursday nights. And so what a better and fitting way to wrap up the day in terms of this historic broadcast of 4 hours of people telling their story in terms of YTB. And just want to be able to kick it off with you where you know, what was it, you know, you was pretty much what some people would again say, as I was sharing with Cheryl and Wayman and Kichi, pretty much had what some people would already call being successful and you know, from other people's perspective and how they would view you and view them. And but there was something about YTB that eventually caught your eye. Could you sort of walk us through your story and, you know, how you got involved and what was the process like? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
I hear you, Satawa. This is Monticello. I think we might have dropped him. He may be riding or something. He might have hit a dead spot, but
okay, I'm going to go back to the switchboard. If he comes back on, you got the question. Reiterate the question for him.
Okay.
All right, I got to go back to the computer to see what's happening.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Al.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Al?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, so Tawi, he dropped off there for a moment, so he had gone back to the computer to see what was going on. But he had asked you a question, you know, looking at the success you've had in your life, in your professional life, in your corporate life, people would look at you and wonder what would make you a successful person like you, what would make you look at YTB and actually come on board and start moving forward in this company?
Okay, got you. Am I back on, or should I start now? Wait for him to get on board.
I think you're
go
on.
Ahead,
think
go
you're
ahead.
On.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Great. Well, I appreciate it. And I apologize for the technical difficulty that we have, but I remember about 2 years ago when I looked at YTB for the first time, and that is true. When I first looked at it, again, I had a financial planning company, I had a real estate investment company, and at that time, and a lot of your callers probably can relate, two boys in actively in school, actively in sports, I really didn't have a whole lot of time to really contribute to anything else. I've been in self-employed for about 13 years. You know, we got everything right. We got a household, right? Everything was just running the way it should be. And I didn't really want to mess that thing up. But when I realized, when I saw it for the second time and I really looked at it, I realized as a financial planner, there are certain things going on in our industry. Again, this is back 2 years ago. What I realized 2 years ago is that American households is getting stretched. To kind of fast forward this, if you look at the, you know, what I call it the economic evolution. We look at back at the 50s, the mindset of most households was I worked for 30 years, retired from corporate America, receive a pension, live happily ever after. Look at the 70s, you know, with inflation, our economic mindset had to change. At that time, the industry introduced something called an adjustable rate mortgage. And all of us understand what an adjustable rate mortgage is today. But back in the 70s, it was a new concept. It was a new concept because people couldn't afford to buy homes at the inflated rate of the interest rates at that time. Again, it's a new mindset. Now everybody knows what an adjustable rate mortgage is. Fast forward that to the 90s, two-income families. So I realized in this decade, our American families are being pushed. And what could I do as a financial planner to help that? And I knew the biggest thing that people can do is save on taxes. And when I saw YTB, I saw it as a great opportunity for our American families to start saving on taxes. So when I looked at it, I said, okay, what is something that everybody does, everybody loves to do, you know, it kind of crosses over demographics, and that is travel. Nobody has to force you to travel. You know, you're going to travel whether you have money or not. And after financial planning, I realized that. When we budget, there's two things that families told me not to touch. That was their cable and satellite and their yearly trips. So I knew we had something when you deal with travel. When people are in debt, they have no money, they will travel. So now when YTB was introduced to me, I said, wow, what a great concept that YTB has. They're introducing travel unlike any other company out there, something that everybody does, everybody loves to do. And as a financial planner, I realized the tax implication of that. If I can show a family to incorporate YTB into their lifestyle, it will not only help them save on travel, not only help them save and make money, but it would actually help them save on taxes. So regardless if they made any money, and of course your intent is to make money, but regardless if you made any money in this business, what you can do for your families is to save tremendously on your taxes. In some cases, 5%, 15%, and we have some people in our business up to $20,000 a year that they're saving on taxes. And that's what introduced me to YTB at the beginning. That's what I said, you know what? Not only can I help my family out, but there's a mission out there that I like to share with my clients to help them with taxes. So, again, my YTB story is that when I first saw it, I introduced it to my son's school. The board at the school saw it as a great way that the school can bring in additional revenues into something that the families, that the businesses, that the constituents that support us are doing anyways, and that's travel. So when I brought it to the board, 100% of the board said this is something that we would like to do. The school got a travel site. It was successful for our school. And then I said, you know what, it makes no sense for the school to have this if I don't and my family doesn't have it as well. And I think the kicker for us is my mother-in-law went on a cruise. She went on an Alaskan cruise. It cost her about $3,900. The same exact cruise that we saw in that YTB back office, this is what solidified it for us, was the $399, the same exact cruise. That's what my wife said to me. It's like, you know what, no matter what we do, we need to be involved with this company because this makes sense. The same exact cruise that my mother took, my mother-in-law, for $3,900 was available to us, being in this business for $399. So that's when we took and we ran with it. I shared with a couple of clients and some friends, and the rest is history. But what people see in YTB and the story behind YTB is that YTB is an industry-changing event. Just like Microsoft is an industry-changing event for the computer industry, Google was an industry-changing event for the whole online search industry, YTB is an industry-changing event for the travel industry. You know, let's look at the common sense of it. People are going to travel anyways. 85% of all Americans go online and book their travel. We have no loyalty to any particular travel site. What YTB says is that keeping everything equal, same rates, same hotel accommodation, same flight, same everything, price worth the same. The only difference is that you use a highly branded travel site. The only thing you're going to do is get a confirmation and an experience. You use your own YTB travel site. Not only will you get a confirmation and experience, but you'll also get an income. YTB will pay you by using that travel site. And one step further, you get great tax benefits from that as well. So when we start sharing this concept with other people that I'm close to, my surprise is that nobody that I ever talked to the business said it was a wrong concept. It may not be for them for that particular time, because time is everything, but 100% of the time, they saw themselves with YTB as a benefit to them. It might have been the money. It might have been the particular situation that didn't cause them to move that at that particular time. But I never got a negative reaction by introducing YTB. And that's when I realized saying, you know, this is a company of the future. YTB is changing an industry. They're changing lives. And the great thing about it is now, in 2008, the industry is starting to accept YTB. Like most things, you know, when Microsoft started, like going back in the past to look at our history and look at other business history, because what you realize in business, nothing changes. The course of a growth of a company all stays the same. So when you look at Microsoft, of course they received some resistance in the industry. Look at Southwest. Southwest, before their first flight flew, Southwest has been in business for 7 years before they were first allowed to fly their first flight. And I look at them. They are the model airlines of the industry. When Google started to get into the industry, Yahoo, MSN, you know, Netscape, all these companies, you know, gave Google resistance. Why? Because they saw them as a competitor, a highly successful competitor. Now, every one of those leaders, what they did is when they became mainstay in the community or the industry, they blew things out the water. They became the leaders in the industry. And I see YTB as the next one. And the great thing about it, it's in an industry that's twice as large as the last two industries that I just mentioned, a $7 trillion industry. So when you look at everything, we are seeing a birth of a company in the largest industry in the world. And guess what? We can be at the table when they start cutting up the pie. My question to you is, how bad do you want it? Do you see a change in your life? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And if you are, look at our history, you know. Do your due diligence. We are a publicly traded company. Check us out. And what you'll realize is that not only do you see a benefit in there, but the industry is starting to see a change in YTB. It's starting to accept our business model. And the great thing about it, I truly believe in the not-too-far-distant future that we will be the leader of this industry. So with that, Satari, that's my story. I'll open up to any questions that you might have at that particular time. And hopefully I gave your listeners something to think about. I gave you something to think about. And I'll tell you that, you know, people say, hey, I'll see you at the top, not just the top, but the tip, tip, top. That's where YTB is going, and that's where your listeners can go also if they come on board with this great company.
And, you know, and as you share that, I mean, you know, the company is growing and it still hasn't reached its full potential here in the States. And yet, probably by the end of the year, besides being in Canada and some of the other places that we are, that is going to be going more global. What do you see as YTB becomes more of a global industry? What does that mean for people that position themselves to be able to grow globally with YTB as it grows globally?
I think that's a phenomenal question, and I'll pose it to you this way. Every other, what I call, developed country, when you look at areas that YTB is pursuing, when you look at Germany, when you look at Australia, when you look at the Far East, when you look at Great Britain, YTB markets, and so, you know, there's no surprise to anybody, we market our product and services through a marketing technique called relationship marketing. In those countries that I just mentioned, they embrace relationship marketing. It's one of the forefront ways of marketing in those countries. Now you look at a company like YTB at the forefront of the industry. Now we are becoming a global society, like you said. People are traveling. We have the baby boomers. And what are babies doing? Well, if you had all the time and money in the world, what would you be doing? Travel. So the industry is going to double from $7 trillion to $14 trillion over the next 10 years because of the baby boomers. You incorporate that with our global expansion into markets that it highly accepts our way of marketing. Okay? You put those forces together, and then you take the people that are already in YTB or soon becoming YTB. They position themselves, okay, as a cornerstone of this industry. As the industry, as the company starts to grow, as it starts receiving more widely acceptance within the industry, you can't help but grow with the company. You know, you like to tell the story, there are actually five people at the table when Microsoft started. We already really know of two of them. Three of them actually decided not to move forward. And when Microsoft first started, I'm pretty sure, you know, Bill Gates said that, yeah, I can build something, but he probably never thought he can probably be one of the richest men in the world. And 20 years later, Microsoft, you know, became a phenomenal industry. It produced more millionaires than any other company before its time. You know, and the size of YTB and the size of our market, we are able probably to do what Microsoft did 10 times over. And those people who position themselves at the beginning, okay, they will be writing history books about us because we are the founding, what you call, the founding members, you know, of this great company. And as the company starts growing and building assets and building growth, they have to come through us in order to receive that product and services. And that's what makes it so great. They can't go to the company directly. They have to come through people like us to get to the company. And what that means for us, for those of us who position themselves, I truly feel that, you know, our founders would definitely be billionaires. There's going to be some founding people at the company who will be billionaires, you know. And we're able to change the legacy of our families forever. You know, when you look at the Fords, when you look at the Hiltons, when you look at, you know, the Kennedys, that didn't happen overnight. There's one generation that started it all. And I think YTB, I truly believe that YTB, in our lifetime, we're going to be that generation. We're going to be the ones when this company, when everything's all said and done, they look back and, you know, our goal is to produce more millionaires than any other company in it before us. And I truly feel that we can do so. Within the next 10 years, I truly feel that YTB reaches its goal by producing 10,000 millionaires within the next 10 years. Question to you is, are you going to be one of them?
That's a powerful question. Yes, I plan to do that. Monty, do you have one more question for Al before I have him do his closing comments, and then we go into wrap up?
Hey, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing well. I want to ask you, and then you're a Navy man, right?
Yes, I am.
Believe it or not, Satawa and I are Navy men also.
Great people.
Right. But I wanted to ask you, you know, you work in the tax industry and those kind of things. And sometimes, you know, you talk with people about owning a business and all the tax breaks that come with being a business owner. And a lot of times I think they kind of shy away from it because they believe that it's some kind of voodoo or something, whatever it is going on, and they just don't trust it. Can you kind of speak on those tax breaks a little bit and being a business owner?
Yes, I can. I think what it kind of goes back to, inherently, we are cautious people. And well, so there's been a lot of fraud out there. There's been a lot of things going on, a lot of distrust, and a lot of people who just let us down. So you know, that's the industry that we're dealing with. And really, it really comes down to is education. Everything that we shared with people, it's all documented. It's documented on our IRS webpage. It's documented with any CPA that knows about home-based businesses. It is well documented. And what we're doing is no different than what any other company. See, the IRS looks at us as a business. It's really about how we perceive ourselves. You get a tax ID number or you deal as a sole proprietor, you're in a business to make a profit. That alone allows IRS to look at you as a business. So you're not. It's not anything unique that the IRS or YTB has allowed us to doing. It's just saying, as we get this travel site, we are then operating as a business, just like any other business out there. And by doing so, you are entitled to certain tax benefits that any other business are entitled to. Okay, that's the only thing it's saying. It's that now we're in the light, okay, as any other business. So when we go out to eat, when we travel in our car for business usage of our car, of our home, of our appliances, all those things, anything that helps you produce an income in your business is what you call a business right, a business tax deduction, a bona fide business tax deduction. And I don't think we have enough time to go into every single one, but it's fully documented. And what I share with people is do your homework. We're here just as an advocate. We're here to share information with you. In a confused mind, no matter how good this opportunity is, no matter how much information we give people, a confused mind will not act. So what I stress to people is do your homework, okay? Everything is documented. You can go to our travel site. You can go to our investment site. And you can go to the IRS website and look at under home-based businesses. And what the IRS does, it gives you a list of things that are available to you as a tax write-off. As long as it's documented and as long as it's used to provide a profit for your business, it is a legitimate tax write-off. So, again, don't try to convince people because, again, you're trying to convince somebody who's confused. Allow them and help them make up their own mind by doing their own research. You know, once they do that, they feel so much more comfortable on what we have to say. They feel so much more comfortable that we're not creating anything new. This has been out there for a long time. It's just that most of us with W-2 income, we're never a business owner. But now that you can see yourself as a business owner, then the next logical step is just take the advantages that any other business owner has taken, a legitimate tax write-off that you have.
And we've heard people today talk about treating your business like a business. Can you talk with us what they mean by that?
It's like there's four things that the IRS says that in order for you to receive great tax benefits, this is what you need to do. And what the IRS is more or less saying, if it sounds like a duck and it cracks like a duck, it must be a duck. So if your business is operating just like any other business, in their eyes, it is a business. Number one, you have to be in business to make a profit. By having your travel site, you can check off that box. That travel site, that's your storefront. The travel site that you're sending people to, the travel site that you're using yourself for your own personal travel, that is your marketplace. So you can check that box saying, as long as I have my travel site, my intent is to make a profit because that's what it's used for. The other thing that IRS says is that you need to document all your activity, just like any other business, just like anything else you do. If you're working out, you want to document your progress to see if your work, if you're working out is actually helping. If you're trying to lose weight, you're going to document your progress to see if you're actually losing weight. Same thing in business. As you conduct activities in your business, you document them to let you know that those activities are great activities for you to pursue to make a profit in your company. You're documenting your activities. Any other business out there documents their activities. So as long as you do that, you can check out that box. The third thing is that, just like they said, you run your business like a business, okay? You constantly in the pursuit of marketing to produce a profit. And then the last one is that, this is the biggest one, okay, is that no matter what you do, from day to day, you perceive yourself as a business. The business, our business is travel. We have a travel site to make, it's our marketplace to make money. And we're documenting all activity. We do those things. The IRS says that you can take all the legitimate deductions that you want. And more importantly, you're going to show yourself that the activities that you're engaging in is helping you to change the lives of your family forever by seducing a lifetime income stream that nobody can take away from you. And that's a great opportunity that YTB has to offer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. We want to thank you for, again, you know, taking time from your busy schedule, especially, you know, coming back from Richmond to, you know, share with us today on this historic broadcast. You know, we've been pumping it since 2 o'clock, and we've had some great stories shared, great information shared in terms of the company. And as we wrap up your segment, before we go into wrap up, what closing comment would you like to leave our listening audience with?
I'm short and sweet. I'd like to share with everyone is, you know, I miss, because of my age, I miss the whole Microsoft phenomenon. I understand what they did. You know, I love looking at history of a business and looking at its growth. Okay. Because of my fundamentals in financial planning, I missed the boat on Google. You know, remember when Google formed, it was right after the whole internet boom or bust. Nobody really understood how an internet company is going to make a profit, and they didn't really know how Google is going to make a profit, okay? So, again, I advise my clients not to invest in it. I didn't invest in it. Great opportunity, great timing, industry change and event, but I didn't take advantage of it. Now look at YTB. Great company, industry change and event, credible, we publicly traded. All the arrows are pointing towards YTB. Sometimes you're at the right place at the right time, and I'll tell your listeners that they are at the right place at the right time this time. YTB is one of those industry-changing companies, okay? You can do one of two things. You can track us and read about us, or you can be a part of it. And guess what? The worst thing that can happen to anybody that comes on board YTB is that you save money on taxes. Truly, that is one of the worst things that can happen. Not that you can lose money because you're investing in yourself. Not that somebody's going to sue you because YTB takes on the liability. The worst thing that can happen is that you're going to save some money in your taxes and you're going to learn something. And I like those odds 100% of the time. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Okay? And that's the last thing I'd like to say. I'd like to tell your listeners, enjoy the rest of their Sunday. And thank you so much for sharing this time with us on this call.
All right. We thank you, Al.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, Monty, we can get ready to wrap up. We got two listeners out there that's been on for a while. I'm going to bring up those two listeners to see if they had a question or a comment, and then we can wrap today's historical broadcast up.
917-476-7305.
Oh, my God. I'm going on the... You're on the air. Who's calling and where you calling from?
Hello, it's Gail.
Hey, Gail. All right. Well, we finally
How are
up.
You?
I'm
over
connect.
Here doing, I'm trying to, like, do housework and listen to you at the same time. I'm like, that's my number.
How did you enjoy the broadcast today?
I didn't get the whole, but I got a part of it because, you know, I came in after church, but as soon as I got home, and let me tell you, you definitely have to do this again.
Okay.
It was fantastic. Congratulations. You have to do that again. It was wonderful.
All right. We appreciate those comments. And you know you can take and go to, once this is over with for the day, you can pull it up, and if you click the share button, then you can share it and email blast it with people, and they can have a chance.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's
thanks for telling me that.
That's the beauty of this being recorded and archived, that you didn't catch all of it, and you go back and play the parts that you didn't catch, but you can share it with your team members, because the whole thing, again, is, you know, our focus is that, you know, we all one big YTB family, and we
That's
all really want to do anything we can to help each other, because Your success is my success. My success is your success.
Oh, that is so. And that goes for your Jet Set morning calls as well?
Yeah. Yeah, Jet Set morning calls. You click, when you go to the site, you'll see where it says play, download, or share. You click.
That's what that meant.
Right. You click share. When you click share, you just type in a person's email address and a short message, and you can send them anything off of my page.
Oh, that is wild. I am so glad you told me that.
Mm-hmm.
I am very happy. I'm so happy since I found your stuff. You know, it's really been a blessing. So just keep up the good.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for joining in today, and we're going to do our wrap-up here in a second. I'm going to put you back on mute. I'm going to bring up the other person that's on here, and then me and my co-host is going to wrap up. Okay, 973-214-1136. Caller, you on the air. Would you like to share a question or comment? Hello, 973-214-1136. Are you there? Okay, they're not there. I will mute that line again. And have another caller here. I know who this person is. And see what they want to share with us as we do the wrap-up. This is 901-299-1220. I know that must be Regina, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're wrapping up for the day, and you can share comments as we wrap up this historical broadcast and, you know, what it meant to you and before me and my co-host close it out.
So, Tally, now, I was just calling to listen. I'm actually at a dinner.
Oh, okay, no problem. I'll put you back on where you can listen. While we wrap up. I didn't know if you wanted to share a comment.
Yeah,
no problem.
I'm at a play. Thank you.
No problem. All right. We have another caller here. 757-229-0913. Caller, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. Oh, I was just invited. I'm just listening.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, we're wrapping up.
I didn't think you were going to get my number, and I'm like, oh, no, he called me out.
No problem. Okay, Monticello, let's go ahead and wrap this up for the day. We don't have to take a whole half an hour. We've been, you know, kicking it since 2 o'clock. I know I'm gonna need me plenty of water. My throat's kind of getting dry here, but you know, I think, you know, as Gail said, you know, she said do this again. I think, you know, it touched a lot of people today. I think a lot of people got a lot out of it, and again, people can go in the back and you know, pull it up and share with their friends. You know, some of your comments as we wrap up for today in terms of this historical occasion.
Well, man, first of all, I think it is historical today, and one of the best things about it is that this broadcast is going to be archived, and that I think that's tremendous. And you know, when we first started talking about this, when you came up with this idea, I really was wondering where it was going to go. But as we continued to talk about it, and you start putting things in place, you know, then I saw that hey, this is going to be great. And one of the things that we've got to work on and our team has to work on and the whole YTB family has to work on is getting more people on this call, on this broadcast, because it's definitely a way to help bring us together as a YTB family, but also it's also a great medium to get the message out. And this is going all over the world. And so as the company grows in other markets around the world, we'll definitely be at the forefront of bringing the YTB family together and getting that information out there. And I'm just very proud to have been a part of it, Satawi.
All right. Hey, proud to be able to have you co-host this with me. Like I say, you know, and I got the vision for this, you know, and you know, it was like worried about, well, you know, well, who we going to get to come on, you know. And then our upline, you know, she gave tremendous support and made sure getting the word out and was able to help us to get Steve Branch on and Cheryl and Wayman and commitment from Al or other uplines. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, that busy as they are and then being on a Sunday and they just came back from a convention in Richmond, that they, you know, they still found time to share their time to do this today. And, you know, people, you heard from some of the best of the best. You know, you heard a lot of valuable information from so many different angles in terms of, you know, how to do this business, how to get involved, and how, you know, it can just be a natural aspect of your life. Not as Sister Regina says, you don't have to go out and sell, you know, because people I know are afraid of sales and stuff like that. But, you know, just becoming, as the Pruitts talk about, becoming a conversational specialist and just sharing dialogue and conversation with people and getting people connected to this whole thing called YTB. And so hopefully, you know, some people's lives were touched today, that whether they join today, tomorrow, next week, or next month, that a seed was planted today. And as Coach says, you know, I'm a person too, I got to go water my tomato plants in a little bit and my cucumber plants, my okra and my string beans, is that when you plant seeds in fertile soil, you're going to get a harvest. And so with that, that's about all I really have to say in terms of wrapping things up for today. Any closing comments, Mike?
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm just proud to have participated in this historic event on the internet radio, and hopefully we did touch some people and help some people move forward, and I look forward to doing this again sometimes in the future.
Okay, folks, and we're going to close out with Mark Varnell's Born to Be Great. It's about a three-minute piece, and it just talks about that, you know, you're entitled to make $100,000 a month, so don't let that scare you. But listen to this piece, and for those that need to get a copy of it, you email me, and I email you a copy of this link called Born to Be Great, and we're going to close out with that for today.
And Satawi.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information.
Wait. What was you about to say, Monty?
No, I was going to say, let's put our websites out there.
Go ahead.
I'm at www.dawnstravelsite.com, www.dawnstravelsite.com, Dawn's Travel Site.
And mine is jahitravelsite.com, www.jahitravelsite.com. JahiTravelsite.com. Okay, folks, we're going to close out with Born to Be Great.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, He soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament. I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it, too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to him. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
All right, people, and that concludes our broadcast for today. We thank you for tuning in. Hey, check us tomorrow morning out at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the Jet Set Morning Call. I think they're doing the best of the Jet Set Morning Calls tomorrow. And we will be back on the air tomorrow morning. And we thank you for so much for joining in with us today. Peace and blessings, and may God continue to bless you.